You think God, and you say, are video games a sin? I don't think video games are sin. But do you think God wants you sitting in front of video games for 8 hours a day and 5 hours a day? That's what, like me, I used to play, when I was a kid, I played video games for 12 hours on end without stopping. And those of you that are older than me probably think that's insanity, you know. But people who grew up in my generation, that's normal. I mean, 12 hours playing video games? Yeah, you know, that's, we've all been there, right? Okay, and I don't touch video games anymore. I haven't played a video game in years because I know that the last time I played video games, I looked at the clock and it was like 5 hours later. I was like, what in the world have I been doing for 5 hours? And I don't want to waste my life. I don't want to be a slave to some computer screen. I remember I used to play video games. I'd go to bed at night and I'm just thinking about what I'm going to do next, what I'm going to do different in the game next, you know, which level I'm going to attain to. And, oh, man, I figured out what I'm going to do, you know. And I used to play the role-playing video games and you're just, oh, man, you know, you're thinking about it all the time. That's wrong. That's wrong. You ought not be consumed with something like that. Hey, why don't you get consumed with the things of God? You know what it says in Romans chapter 16 about the house of Stephanus? This is the only time the word addicted is used in the entire Bible. Look it up in concordance, addicted. It says that the house of Stephanus has addicted themselves to the ministry of the saints. Hey, addicted to Bible reading. Addicted to soul winning. Addicted to preaching. Addicted to prayer. Hey, that's the only addiction that God wants you to have. You ought to be consumed with the things of God. Filled with the Spirit, not filled with video games, not filled with gambling, not filled with whatever.